worship. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you love the Lord on today? Hallelujah. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me. It's such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you.
Say amen. start at verse 5, but my focus scripture is verse 13 and 14. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and we're going to start at verse 5.
Amen.
Now, Paul said what?
Now.
Paul said, now I will what? Come unto you. Keep going.
When I shall pass through Macedonia.
Uh-huh.
For I do pass through Macedonia.
Uh-huh.
And it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go.
Uh-huh.
For I will not see you now by the way.
See?
For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus unto what? Pentecost.
Uh-huh.
For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries.
Uh-huh.
Now if Timothy's come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do.
He worketh what?
He worketh the work of the Lord as I also do.
Amen. Go ahead.
Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him.
Let no man do what?
Despise him.
Amen.
But conduct him in forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren.
Yes.
But this will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye.
These are the focus fishing. Paul said what? Watch ye.
Amen.
He was talking to the saints. He said, watch ye. He said what? Watch ye. Stand fast. He told them to do what? Stand fast. And do what? Faith.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong.
He said, be what? Paul told them to be what?
Be strong.
Be what?
Strong.
Be strong in the faith. Go ahead.
Let all your things be done with charity.
Let all your things be done with what?
Charity.
Just the main focus, Christian. Just the next one. Let what?
All your things be done with charity.
Paul said, let all your things that you do be done with what?
Charity.
Charity is what?
Love.
So everything, Paul was letting them know, he was letting the saints of God know that everything you do, do it in love.
Amen.
So I'm telling you, my fellow brothers, on today, everything that you do for Christ, and when you go on your job, even when you go on your job, or wherever you go, whatever you do, do it in what? Love.
Amen.
Let's go. Let's go to 2 John. Chapter 13. We just seen Paul talk about love.
Uh-huh.
And what you do, Paul said, whatever thing you do, do it what? And love.
Love. Amen.
Because when you're doing it in love, that's what's going to matter.
Amen.
But when you're doing it just to get self-glory, it ain't going to mean you no good.
Amen.
It ain't going to help you. It ain't going to help the next person. But Paul said, whatever you do, do it what? And love. Just as Christ taught, he taught us through his word that everything we do it in love.
Amen.
love our neighbors. So St. John chapter 13, when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Chapter 13, and we're going to start at verse 31. God's word is good.
Yes, it is. Amen.
We're going to start at verse 31 of St. John chapter 13. Everybody got it?
Amen.
Therefore, when ye was gone out, Jesus said. Jesus did what?
Jesus.
Did what Jesus spoke.
Amen.
Jesus said, now is the Son of Man what?
Glorified.
The Son of Man what?
Is glorified.
Who is the Son of Man?
Jesus.
Jesus was talking about who? Himself.
Amen.
And God is glorified in what?
In him.
And who?
In him.
Who is him?
Jesus.
Amen. Verse 32. If God be glorified, if God be what?
Glorified in him.
If God be what? God be glorified what? In him. Jesus Christ. God shall also glorify him. In him what? Self.
Amen.
In him what? Self. And shall straightway glorify him.
Amen.
Glorify who?
Him.
Who is him?
Jesus.
Amen. Verse 33. Little children. Jesus said what?
Little children.
Jesus said what?
Little children.
Jesus called us what? Little children.
Amen.
Yeah, a little while. He was talking to the disciples back then at this point in time, those that followed him. He told them, little children. He tells us today, little children.
Uh-huh.
You see this?
Yes.
The word of God never changed. It's stayed what? The same.
Amen.
Uh-huh. We're waiting on Jesus to come back. The sense of God, right?
Amen.
He told us be what ready. He didn't tell us to get ready. He told us to be what? Ready.
Amen.
Be ready and get ready is two different things.
Amen.
You still getting ready? You had all these years passed by and you still getting ready. You ain't ready yet? He told us what? Be what? Ready.
Amen.
So we got to what? Be what? Ready. You'll see as we get into the Word of God on today. What I'm talking about when he said, be what? Ready.
Amen.
But verse 33 says, of St. John chapter 13, it says, little children. Jesus said what?
Little children.
Yeah, a little while. I am with what?
You.
He told the disciples, yeah, a little while I'm with you. But yet a little while, we got to wait on our Savior to come back. But at this time, he was letting the disciples know that, yet a little while, I'm going to walk on this earth with you just a little while longer. I am with you. Ye shall seek me. He told them what?
Ye shall seek me.
Ye shall what?
Seek me.
You notice when the kids, when you was a little kid, and kids still today, some of them still do it. We used to play hide and go what? Seek.
Uh-huh.
And we would count to 10, and by the time we get to 10, somebody, we're looking for somebody, right?
Because
by everybody have hidden themselves.
Uh-huh.
From who? That person that have counted.
Uh-huh.
But in Scripture, we see how God, Jesus said, ye shall seek me. Ye shall what?
Seek me.
Us men, sons of God, we got to continue to what? Seek him. Because he's coming back. And we got to be what? Ready.
Amen.
To meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we got to continue on in his what? Unconditional love. Glory to Jesus. And as I said unto you, The Jews, Jesus said, as I say unto you, the Jews, whether I go, ye cannot what? Come. He said, whether I go, ye cannot what?
Come.
Ye cannot what?
Come.
At this point of time, he was letting them know that while I'm getting ready to go, you can't come right now. It's not the time for you to come with me. That's what he was letting them know. You'll see as we get on in scripture. He said, whether I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to what? You. So in this point of scripture, we would have took this scripture just like anybody else during this time. We would have took what Jesus had spoken. We would have said, okay, Lord, I can't go with you. You see what I'm saying? That's how we would have took it, right? That's how they took it. That because of what he said, what he has spoken. He said, well, I go, you cannot what?
Come.
So now I say unto you, verse 34.
A new commandment.
A new commandment. This is my focus scripture. 1-0. A new what? Commandment. Jesus said, a new what?
A new commandment I give unto you.
I give unto who?
You.
He gave this new commandment unto who? The disciples, right?
Amen.
He given us a new commandment that ye love one a what?
Another.
He told them that back then and it's still going on today. Yes. We got to love one another with the love of who? Christ Jesus. Because our love will only last for a little while, but the love of Christ will last for what? Eternity. If you have Jesus on the inside of you.
Amen.
He's teaching us his love. Why is he teaching us his love in this time and season? Because the church is not showing love the way they're supposed to.
Amen.
But we said we want to see Jesus one day. How are we going to be able to see Jesus if we don't love our brothers and sisters on earth? But we got to first do it here. Why? Because he said, be what? Ready.
Be ready.
Get your hold to the word. Be ready.
Amen.
This is one of our focus words on today we will be using. Be what? Ready. We got to be ready to meet Jesus. How can we be ready? We got to stay in his word. We got to do as he teaches. He's teaching us the unconditional love.
Amen.
He said, new command I give unto who? You.
Not to himself, but he give unto who?
Us.
Uh-huh.
The children of God. That ye love what? One another. As I have loved you. He said, as I have what?
Love you.
So that means his love got to be in us, right?
Amen.
That's what he's saying.
Amen.
He didn't say, as you love you. He said, as I love you.
In other words, what he's saying, as I love you, that same love I love you being, you got to now love your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
That ye also love what? One another. This was the new commandment that they love what? One another. We got to love one another, my brothers and sisters in Christ. No matter who you are, no matter the gift that God has given you, you got to still love your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes, you do.
Even when your brother has been caught and fought, the word of God, Paul taught, we got to pray. Jesus taught, we got to pray.
Amen.
For our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
We don't talk about them, but we show them the love of Christ that they will get what delivered.
Amen. That's right.
Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my what?
Disciples.
All men will know that ye are my what?
Disciples.
So the only way the world will know that we are his disciples if we continue in the love of Christ.
Amen.
But because the world only love it is what? On. But Christ will love the bride of Christ supposed to love one another, not only one another, but our what?
Enemies.
Our what? Neighbors.
Amen.
You see this?
Amen.
We've been talking about all these scriptures.
Yes, yes.
You know where all these scriptures are at? If you go back into the videos and grab different videos, you will not miss nothing.
Amen.
But you'll be able to catch up to what we at now. We still talking about this unconditional love. Why? Because Christ had enough love to show us. God had enough love to show us and give us who? Jesus Christ. For what our sins. Jesus have never sinned. But he took sin and buried it. Glory to Jesus. This shall all men know that ye are my what?
Disciples.
If ye love one another. If ye what?
Love one another.
If ye what?
Love one another.
But if you don't love one another, they won't know.
That's right. Amen.
They don't look at you just like them.
Amen.
Verse 36. Simon Peter. Do what Simon Peter said. Unto him, Lord, whether thou God,
whether goest thou?
He said, whether goest thou? Where you going?
Amen.
Jesus answered Peter and said, whether I go? Peter said, Lord, where you going? Jesus began to let Peter know, whether I go, thou cannot follow me right now. Now you got it.
Amen.
Now you got the complete sentence to this man here.
Amen.
Verse 33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, but I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you. So now, verse 33 ends back up here because Peter had a question. And Jesus finished it with this. Whether I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterward. So our Lord and Savior is soon to return. We got to be ready to follow him after what? At this time, this was for Peter and Simon Peter. But also it's for us too now. Glory to Jesus. Verse 37. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? Peter wanted to know, why can't I follow you right what now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. He let Jesus know, I'll lay down my life for your sake.
Uh-huh.
You see this?
Yes.
Verse 38. Jesus asked him, will thou lay down thy life for my name's sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee,
the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice.
Three times. Three times. So in other words, the word of God is good. It's plain. God gave us Jesus Christ to show us what? Unconditional love for what? One another. He was letting Peter know that you're going to have to go through some things before you come with me.
That's it.
You're going to be persecuted before you come with me.
Amen.
But you got to stand.
Uh-huh.
What did Paul say over in 1 Corinthians a while ago?
Uh-huh.
That you got to what? Stand what? Fast.
Yes. Be strong.
And be strong. Uh-huh. And continue. Everything that you do, do it in what? Charity. Do it in love.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Glory.
Glory, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Let's go to
Zephaniah.
It's two of them. It's two words. That means I get confused. That means that I spelled it out, but she'll know what I'm talking about. That way everybody will know where we're going. That's Z-E-P-H-A-N-I-A-H.
Zephaniah.
Y'all thought I was going to Zechariah then. See? I used to do the same thing. Until I looked at the two words, I said, they ain't the same.
Z-E-P-H-A-N-I-A-H.
It's over in the Old Testament.
Amen.
They all more close together, just one neighbor in between.
Zephaniah.
Not too far from Zechariah. Two doors over. When you have it, say amen.
Zephaniah.
The third chapter and verse. We're going to start at verse 14, and my main scripture is verse 17.
Zephaniah, the third chapter, verses 14.
If you have it, say amen.
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 Sing.
What?
Sing.
What?
Sing.
What?
Sing, O daughter of Zion.
It was for them back then, but what about you now? Go ahead.
Sing, O daughter of Zion.
Children of God, sing, O what?
Daughter of Zion.
Uh-huh.
Shout, O Israel.
Shout what?
O Israel.
Israel. Shout.
Be glad.
Be what?
Be glad.
Be what?
Be glad and rejoice with all the heart.
He tells us to be glad and rejoice what? With all down what?
Hearts.
Heart. No matter what we're going through right now, Lord, we got to rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
In our heart. Yes.
Amen.
Go ahead.
O daughter of Jerusalem.
Even all daughters of who?
Jerusalem. The Lord had taken away thy judgments.
The Lord had did what? During this time, the Lord did what? Took away thy what?
Judgments. And he had cast out thine enemy.
He had what?
Cast out thine enemy.
So to God, he is casting out your what?
Enemy.
He did it for them back then. He is doing it what? Right now.
Right now.
The king of Israel.
The king of who?
Israel, even the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Is in the midst of thee.
In the what?
Is in the midst of thee.
In the midst. When something is in the midst, it's in the center.
Amen.
Of the focus.
Amen.
So Jesus, not Jesus, but God at this time letting them know that I'm in the midst.
Of thee.
Of thee.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt not see evil anymore.
Thou shalt not do what?
See evil anymore.
He told them, he said, thou shalt not see what? Evil anymore.
Amen.
Evil, evil, evil. Anymore. Wicked things. You won't see these wicked things come up on you no more.
Amen.
Verse 16.
And in that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack.
Uh-huh.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee
the
is
Lord
mighty.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is what?
Mighty.
Is what?
Mighty.
Our focal scripture of this is what?
Mighty.
If our God is mighty, we are what?
Mighty.
Mighty. Go ahead.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save.
He will what?
He will save.
He will save who?
The people.
The people.
He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love.
He will what?
He will rest in his love.
He will what?
Rest in his love. And he will joy over thee with singing.
He will rejoice over thee with what?
Joy.
He will rejoice over Yeah,
he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, and he will joy over thee with singing.
Just focus on it. He will joy over thee. He will what? Joy over thee with singing. You see this?
Amen.
God will what? Rejoice. He will joy over thee, over you, with what? Sing.
Amen.
Jesus sang. I mean, God sang. You see, God sang. He said he would what? Sing.
Amen.
He would sing joy over thee. Let's go. Let's go to St. Mark. Let's go to St. Mark. We're going to start at verse 28. Our focus scripture will be verse 31. St. Mark, chapter 12, verse 28. And you have to say amen.
Amen.
Y'all start bringing you some notepads and writing down the scriptures. Those that don't have none.
St. Mark 12.
St. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Everybody got it?
Amen.
And verse 28, and it goes on and it says, and one of the what?
Scribes came.
And one of the scribes came.
And having heard them reasoning together.
Having heard them what?
Reasoning together. And
coming to what? Yeah. And
perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all?
Asking him, which is the what?
First commandment of all.
And Jesus answered him. Jesus did what? Jesus answered him and said, the first of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is what?
One Lord.
Verse 30 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy what?
Heart.
There was the first what? Commandment of what? All. And thou shalt love the Lord thy what?
God. With all thy what? Heart.
With all what?
Thy heart.
With all your what?
Your heart.
Well, I'm not going to do this today. I'm not going through this today. Lord know to help me out. He know these folk crazy.
Come on.
Lord ain't gonna help me out. I ain't gonna help him out.
Come on.
Put a little bit for God.
Come on.
And thou shalt love the Lord thou what?
God with all.
He got to love who? The Lord our God. With all their heart. Not some of our heart, but with all our heart. And with all their soul. Even with my soul, he told us the only way we can worship him in spirit and what? True spirit is what? Your soul.
Amen.
So we got to what? We got to even with our what? Soul. And with all that what? Mind. He ain't even leaving the mind out. Jesus said, even with all that what?
Mind.
That's why the enemy try to attack your mind sometimes. Because he know if he get to your mind, you take your mind, he got the rest of your body.
That's it.
But he said, even with that mind, that means guard yourself up with the word of God.
Amen.
Keep yourself in prayer.
Uh-huh.
Man, I go to prayer on Tuesday. What you doing the next day? What you doing the next second? Man, he say pray.
Amen.
You don't have to come to church to pray. If you at the grocery store and the Lord said pray, you got to pray.
Amen.
You ain't got to pray out because he said, don't, he even got a scripture for that. Jesus said, don't pray open to be heard. So you got to stay on board. 7 minutes, Lord, come. You said a prayer in your mind. He here. When you pray open, the enemy here. But when you pray sometime quiet, the enemy cannot hear. The only one hear that is God. That's why he said the only way you can worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. You got to worship him. And with all that what? Strength. Even with your strength. This is the first what?
Commandment.
This is the first what?
Commandment.
So if this is the first commandment, we got to do this first. Amen. It's that unconditional love that God has for us.
Amen.
He wanted that.
Amen.
That's why he tells us over in Revelation and different other places, come back to what? Your first
love.
Your first what? Love.
Love.
And thou shalt love thou Lord, thy God, you shall love with all that heart and with all that soul and with all that mind and with all that strength. This is the first what? Commandment. He said it back then. He doing it now. We got to be in this commandment that we love him back.
That's right.
Sometimes you can't even pray. Sometimes your mind, you be like, Lord, come prayer time, you be like, Lord, what is it? I'm going to pray about tonight.
Come on.
What am I going to pray about today? And Lord spoke to me, he said, let them know that they got to start giving me thanks for what I already done. It's going to come a time that you can't pray, but you can give him what? Thanks. Sometimes when you get on your knees, you can't pray. You got to give him what? Thanks.
Amen.
For what he already done.
Already.
He want his thanksgiving.
Yes.
Verse 31 says, and the second is like what?
Namely.
This. Thou shalt love thy what?
Neighbor.
The second one now says, the first one says you got to love him, right?
Amen.
Now, if you love him, you can love
your name.
Your
name.
Amen. And the second is like, namely, this thou shalt love thy what?
Neighbor.
That's why he put the second.
As thyself.
That you love thy neighbor as thyself.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't love your neighbor, you don't love yourself, what he's saying.
That's it.
There's something wrong with you, reason why you can't love your neighbor.
That's it.
So if it is, you got to get yourself together in Christ Jesus so you can love your neighbor the way the Word of God tells us we got to love.
Amen.
As they say, there is none other commandment greater than these.
No other.
Greater than these two right here.
Amen.
If you got these two, you got the rest of them.
Amen.
Especially if you got the first one.
Amen.
is teaching us.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's bringing all things back to our remembrance.
Yes, he is.
Let's go to. Now, this is what I was telling y'all a while ago. Justin got my attention last night. First John. God's word is good. 1 John. First John chapter 4. And we're going to start at verse 7. And my main focus scripture on this is 7 through 11. And my other focus scripture in this same passage is 12 through 24. Okay. Verse 7. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Beloved. Be who?
Beloved.
Who are you talking to?
Us.
Us. Those that love him.
Amen.
Beloved. Let us love one another. John said, let us what?
Love one another.
For love is of God.
For love is of who?
Of God.
And everyone that loveth is born of who?
God.
Everybody that loveth is born of who?
God.
Everyone that loveth is born of who?
God.
So if I don't love you, I'm not born of who?
God.
Because John said, for John said, he that loveth not, nor not God.
Amen.
He that loveth not. If we don't love, we know not who?
God.
For God is who? Love.
God is love. Amen.
In this was manifest the love of who?
God toward us.
Toward us. Because that God sent his only begotten what? Son into the world. That we not guarantee, word might, meaning not guarantee, that we might. And otherwise, everybody's not going to be saved. But those that come unto God and give their life to Christ and ask for forgiveness of their sin and put on all these things that we've been talking about today, we are saved. And those that are not saved have the opportunity to come to Christ to be saved.
Amen.
That God sent his only begotten son into the world. He sent his only son into what? This world. That we might live through him. Verse 10. Herein is what? Love.
Herein is love.
In this is love. Not that we love God. Not that we what?
Not that we love God.
It ain't because we love God. It's because what?
But that he loved us.
But that he loved us enough to send us who? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And sent his son to be the what?
Propitiation for our sins.
Verse 11.
Beloved, if God so loved us,
he ought
We ought.
We ought also to love one another.
Amen.
If God love us, we got to love one another. There's no way around it. All we've been talking about mostly every week, it seems like every time I read something, it deals with loving what one another. God wants us to what? Love one another with the what? Love of Christ. No man have seen God. No man. No, not anybody. No man have seen God. At any time.
Amen.
Even those back then have never seen God. Even when Jesus was trying to break it down to them, I am the Father and the Father what in me. Me or my Father of what one. They even didn't see him. So the word of God let us know that no man have seen God at any what time. If we love one another, God dwell in who?
Us.
Jesus even talked about us. He said, he told the disciples, you and me, and I and what? You. You see this? Read St. John chapter 14, you'll see. I'm just paraphrasing it, but you go down and read it for yourself. It's gonna stand. It's gonna stand. It ain't gonna fall. If we love one another, God dwells in who? Us. And his love is perfect in who? Us. It's perfect in who?
Us.
In us. What is in us? Love. If love is in us, what kind of love is it? Now, nobody didn't catch it. You know we're talking about God's unconditional love.
His perfect love.
His what?
Perfect love.
If his love in us is perfect, right? And if his word, his love is perfect in us, and his love is perfect, we can't help but to show what? Perfect what? Love.
Whosoever
shall confess who whosoever shall what?
Confess
that Jesus is who? The Son of God.
Well,
I believe that it's God. I don't know Jesus. They ain't confessing, right? But it said, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of who?
God
dwell in him. If we confess that Jesus Christ is Son, if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God dwells in us. And he in God. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God have to us. God is what?
Love.
God is what?
Love.
And he that dwell in love dwell in God.
Amen.
And God in
him.
What?
Him.
Who is him? Verse 17. Therein is what our love made what?
There go
perfect.
Say, herein.
Here what?
In is our love made perfect.
Your love should be what?
Perfect through who?
Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have what?
Boldness.
That we may have what?
Boldness.
In the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Amen. There is no what?
No fear in love.
No fear.
There is no what?
Fear
in love. I'm scared to love. I don't know how to love. But the word God said there is
no fear
in what? Love. But perfect love casteth out what?
Fear.
Because fear has torment, he that fear is not made perfect in what?
Love.
We love him because he first loved
what? Love us.
Amen.
If a man say, I love God and hate his what?
Brother.
He is a what?
Liar.
He's a what?
Liar.
For he that loveth not his brother who he have seen, how can he love God who he have not what seen?
I love God. Nobody can stop me from loving God. I tell you, I hate that sister over there.
Glamorous.
You don't have light, bro. The right love.
Amen.
You don't have a perfect love.
Amen.
You can have a natural love, but not a perfect love. The perfect love casts out what all love fear. So if the perfect love comes from God, he'll be able to cast out all fear and say, I love you, neighbor. I love you, my enemy. You see that?
Amen.
For he that loveth not his brother whom he have seen, how can he love God who he have not seen?
And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, loveth his brother also. God's word is what? Good.
Yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. St. John chapter 15 and verse 9, read that. We're going to close out with that verse.
St. John 15 and 9?
St. John chapter 15 and verse 9. We're going to pick back up. Yes, we here. St. John chapter 15 and verse 9, and it says, as the Father have loved me,
this Jesus talk, everybody got it.
St. John chapter 15, verse 9.
St. John, chapter 15 and verse 9.
Amen.
As the Father, as the who?
Father. As the Father.
Jesus is talking. Had loved me, so have I loved you. Jesus has said, as the Father loved the, who, him.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about himself. He said, so have I loved you.
Uh-huh.
Continue ye in my what?
Love.
Jesus told us to continue in his what?
Love.
So us being sons of God, we got to continue in what? His love. We'll be back up there next week. I thank God for the word of God on today. I thank God for Jesus Christ sharing his love, his unconditional love.
Amen.
Why was Jesus able to share his unconditional love? Why was he? Because God showed it to what? Him first. You
yes,
see,
he
in scripture.
Yes, he did.
Not only that, he turned around. Jesus showed it unto who? Us. And now we have the opportunity to share with what? One another and also what? Our enemy. Jesus made it a way where you wouldn't be able to make no excuse. God said, love thy neighbor. And you tell me I got to love my enemy. But Jesus said, and I say, love your enemy. That was in St. Matthew where he said it is. When he was teaching the disciples, he taught them how to pray. He taught them different things. Matthew, he taught them a lot of stuff. Jesus taught them a lot of things. So on today, what I'm telling you is, don't leave out this place. Don't leave out your house. Don't leave out of wherever you're at, hearing the voice of God on today, hearing the word of God on today. When you go outside, show the love of Christ. If you say you say, you say you got Jesus Christ in your life, show that love of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for the word of God on today. I thank God for Jesus Christ saving me, set me free, teaching me how to live. How many thank God for Jesus Christ on today? Jesus is love. He is the what? Perfect what? Love. Perfect love casting out what? All what? Fear. And I thank God once again for Jesus Christ. I want to tell you out there, if you don't know Jesus, I want to tell you, I want to introduce you to Jesus. I want to tell you, come to Jesus before it's too late, because Jesus is soon to return. You got to be ready to meet him. And I want to tell you, I love you. Heavenly Father, God's Word, and everyone as a whole, we love you. We want you to come to Christ. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sin. Ask him to come into your life. Ask him to clean you up. Ask him to put himself in you. Ask him to create your clean, what heart. And renew the what? Right spirit in you. Whose spirit? His spirit. And he will come in. Ask him to forgive your sins. He will do it. He's a forgiving God. And I thank God for Jesus Christ on today. I want to tell you, we love you with the love of God. Signing off in Jesus' name. Peace be with you. God love you.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control.